Today's episode, we are going to be taking a look at more handmade pedals. So this is our third installation of Handmade Hoedown. We are going to be looking at Scattered Abroad Guitar Works. Specifically, the pedal is going to be the Angry Alpaca. I may or may not grab some captures of this thing because it is a unicorn. It is pretty amazing and it is extremely unique. Currently, the Quad Cortex isn't a huge fan of trying to collect fuzz tones on their own. I have done the fuzz face-off, but we were using an MXR 10-band EQ and a dark glass hyperluminal compressor. I'm wanting to show this thing as it is, going into Two Notes Torpedo Cab M, and we'll go through different cabinets and things like that, but first, I want to kind of talk about how cool the versatility is of this pedal. So the Angry Alpaca is going to be a two-transistor silicon fuzz with the BC108 transistors. The external controls are volume and a variable feedback resistor deemed, quote, fuzz. And internally, you'll find there are two trim pots. One is labeled bias and the other is labeled gain. The gain control is a trim pot for the overall gain itself. How much or how little you want to put on tap. For example, you could have the trim pot for the fuzz all the way open, and the external control, you can have it turned all the way down and it will be super open fuzz. And then you're just adding more fuzz and it gets very sputtery and velcro-y and thick, and you know, amps wanna just cry and women rip their shirts off, and it's just it's awesome. The trim pot for the bias, it actually controls the Q2 transistor. And so in turn, you can really get a huge range of tones out of this little pedal. And it is awesome. It's a genius little design. I love it. Cracked open the back, and it's quite honestly, it's so cool to see that the entire circuit board, not for the switch, but just the circuit board itself, I mean, it takes up like a quarter of the inside of the casing. It's so cool. So cool. It's so tiny. But it's super awesome. So instead of worrying about like captures and things like that at first, we're going to go ahead and just kind of do the open chord ring out and the bridge mutes and things like that while I am adjusting both the bias trim pot and the fuzz trim pot. And you can kind of see what I'm talking about. Now we'll keep the volume and the fuzz. We'll keep those at 12 noon, and you can kind of get an idea as to just how versatile this thing can be with the pedal just being set both knobs at 12 noon. I'm gonna find a good cab to give the example through, and then we will get started. All right, correction. With the volume all the way up, we're going to keep the fuzz knob at 12 noon and show you where the adjustment of the bias and fuzz trim pots really come into play. We're going to go ahead and just start off with a Marshall 1960A 412, our clean tone. Angry Alpaca. I mean, it's got a nastiness to it. I love it. Dirty. All right, so let's go ahead and mess with the bias knob. All right, so the bias is exactly how it was sent to me. We're gonna open it. With the bias counterclockwise turned all the way that the trim pot will allow, we've already got open clarity. way more volume. And the fuzz does not get sputtery. It really, really opens up. Now, I can already tell you that I enjoy that. So that's where I'm going to put it back to. But since we've already started at 12 noon, we'll go back to 12 noon on the trim pot. And then if we go all the way counterclockwise, it gets very, very choked. So, starting all the way from completely to the right clockwise, going all the way counterclockwise back to completely open where I want it. Perfect. So we're going to keep the bias all the way open. I like the way it's responding to the pickups. And so in turn, like I said, we are going to keep it that way. Now, as far as the fuzz goes, that is at 12 noon in the trim pot world. So we're going to go clockwise. That's all the way closed, and then slowly start to open it to go all the way open. So, now I'm going to bring the fuzz back to the middle of the road on the trim pot to give the reference of our tone. Bias control is all the way open, counterclockwise, so it is giving our completely open volume and clarity, and I love it. The fuzz trim pot is back at noon. Now we're going to flip the pedal over and move the fuzz from the control itself from noon all the way open. It actually gets quieter as I bring it dimed. So, backing off. There's 12 noon. And there's all the way off. All the way dimed. Noon. Zero. So I'm hearing this beautiful sweet spot at about 2 o'clock. I'm gonna leave the pedal there. So currently, again, we have the volume dimed and the fuzz at 2 o'clock. That's the bias trim pot all the way counterclockwise, and the fuzz is at 12 noon. Now we're going to go ahead and mess with the fuzz again. Slide it back down a little bit, reduce. Trim all the way open. Now moving the external fuzz all the way open. Back to noon.
flats all the way down. So where I currently have it is going to be the bias knob is all the way counterclockwise. I call that open because it opens up the tone as far as the circuitry goes. I could be wrong, don't know. But yeah, it's open as far as all the tone goes. So the bias is all the way counterclockwise. And the fuzz has been moved to almost all the way counterclockwise. Kind of still retaining some of the clarity, but still giving some of that sputtered. If you hit it harder and give it more of that push. Alright, so we're going to leave it the pedal like that, and now we're going to do something even further to show how versatile this can be. So if we take the Angry Alpaca, which we are, and we have the level all the way up, but now we've got our gain, our external gain control is dialed back to 10 o'clock, right? Now that gives us an opportunity to push that circuit into something totally different and kind of give almost an additional ancillary support for whatever tones we're trying to dial in. And these are going to change per whatever cab you're using, microphones, etc., of course. But in this instance, as it stands, the Alpaca, I'm going to take it from the gain. Right, level's going to stay the same, but the external gain is going to go all the way down. And then we're going to go slowly all the way clockwise to where it's dimed. And then we'll bring it back down to 10 o'clock where I currently have it set. All right, so here is as it currently is set. Take the gain down, the fuzz. That's all the way off. Now we're going to go all the way up. And as you can hear, when you go all the way up, it gets choked. Back to where we were. You hear it open up. So to me, that's the sweet spot for how I'm setting my pedal specifically, and I am showing you guys because we have already gone through what the trim pots do and the different tonal qualities that you can get just from the Angry Alpaca. But now we're going to take this spudsy sweet spot, if you will, and we're going to move it into another handmade pedal. This one has already been featured on our show, but it is getting featured again because, quite honestly, it is a phenomenally versatile tool. And I, for one, am extremely happy to own one. And I am referring to the Nobleman Overdrive, which is a modified Nobles ODR1 clone from the one, the only, Jeremiah Justice of Sound of Justice FX. We're going to have the level dimed. We're going to have the spectrum dimed. We're going to go into custom mode, right? Our switch, if you remember. If you don't, go ahead and refer to the episode where we did all three pedals from Jeremiah Justice, the Nobleman Overdrive, the Klon clone, and the Bionic X Bandora clone. And you can really hear it run through its paces and stacking and things like that. Well, we're going to stack it again. We're going to feed the Angry Alpaca into the Nobleman Overdrive. Custom mode. We've got our level all the way up. We've got our spectrum all the way up. Now, our gain, we're going to mess with. But currently, I've got it set at 3 o'clock because I'd like to think that that's going to be relatively close to what I'm trying to get. And the lows, we're going to go ahead and just keep it at 1 o'clock. Just to give a little rounded end. We'll mess with these dials. But Angry Alpaca. Engage the Nobleman. Backing off the gain of the Nobleman. Nobleman into signature mode via the switch, and there's a lot more clarity on the high end, but it loses a lot of the low end, so we're going to adjust. Here is in the signature mode. I prefer the custom mode, honestly, as far as the Angry Alpaca before it. So we've got custom mode on the switch. Level, gain, and spectrum are dimed, and the lows are at 12 noon. Again, the Angry Alpaca. And engage the Nobleman. It's pretty nasty. I like it. Let's see what happens when we have the Nobleman engaged as well and we start messing with the level and the gain of the Angry Alpaca. So Nobleman on its own. Angry Alpaca. Gain up. Going to back off the volume of the Angry Alpaca with the Nobleman engaged. All right, let's check a different cabinet, keeping these settings. We're going to go to the Marshall Vintage. Silver Jubilee, vintage 30s. I like that. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and capture that real quick and see if we can get the Cortex to play well. Picking up a little bit of the gain. Picking up a lot of bit of the spankiness and clarity. All right, kids, here's the moment of truth. So, the Angry Alpaca from Scattered Abroad Guitar Works. Shout out to Rylan Morgan. Awesome little discovery here. Into the Nobleman Overdrive. Shout out to Jeremiah Justice of the Sound of Justice FX. going into the Silver Jubilee Vintage 30 loaded 412 from Marshall, and then into the Cortex. Now, our reference tone is going to sound like this. Very tasty. But check out what the Cortex did, taking this information and then making it kind of its own. And it's super tasty. Here's the Cortex. Love it, man. All right, we're going to save that, and we're going to move on to the next little experiment. So now we're going to take the Angry Alpaca from the Scattered Abroad Guitar Works. We've got the level at between 12 and 1 o'clock. We've got the gain dialed back to 10 o'clock. And now we're going to go into the Shroot 2 from Fuzz Imp Effects. Shout out to Justice Gash. This is the Threat Level Midnight Blackout Edition, so it does sound the best. Currently, we have Bears is at 2 o'clock, Beats is at 2 o'clock, Battlestar Galactica is all the way up, of course. We've got our Kick between 12 and 1 o'clock, and we have our Punch between 3 and 4 o'clock. That's going into the Marshall Silver Jubilee Vintage 30 Loaded 412 Cab. Here's our reference. Beautiful. Now, the Cortex capture of it. I mean, love it. Absolutely dynamic. Gets exactly what I was talking about as far as pushing between the two, one into the other, Alpaca into the Shroot. Now, we're going to do one more capture, one more experiment with the Angry Alpaca. All right, and for our third and final experiment, we are still keeping the Angry Alpaca exactly the way it is, which is, for reference, the level is between 12 and 1. The gain, as it's labeled on the box, the gain is at 10 o'clock. And then with our Shroot 2, we have manipulated some things. Our Bears is at 4 o'clock. Our Beats is at 4 o'clock. Battlestar Galactica is still dimed because it's the best. Our Kick is between 12 and 1 o'clock. And our Punch is at 3 o'clock. Now we are going into an Ubershell 75 loaded 412. But this time we're using EL84s as the power tube section, whereas the previous two were 6L6s. So here is our reference, nice and angry, Angry Alpaca. Nice and tasty, but very thick, very blanketed, not a lot of tonal clarity. Now, with the Cortex capture, it's going to kind of round off and back off of the low end, so it's not so thick, and it's going to kind of boost a little bit of the mid-range and highs for clarity, but then it also dials back probably about 2, maybe 2.5 decibels of gain. So check this out. This is the Cortex version. Completely useful. All right, once again for this episode, I want to give a complete thank you and shout out to three very, very awesome hand-built pedal manufacturers slash artists. Super incredible. One, first and foremost, Rylan Morgan of Scattered Abroad Guitar Works. Your angry alpaca is absolutely exactly what it says it is. It is angry, it's aggressive, but it's tasty. I love the extreme versatility in such a small package with just two knobs and two trim pots. Very, very awesome. People, you guys need to check him out. Check him out. From there, I want to give a shout out returning to our gear corner. Is going to be Mr. Jeremiah Justice of the Sound of Justice Effects. Your Nobleman Overdrive is, it's a piece of art. It really is awesome. Extremely versatile. I totally dig it. And I most likely will be using it quite often on this show, just simply because the stackable capabilities alone just make it such a useful tool. So thank you for that, for making that happen. And then, of course, Mr. Justice Gash of Fuzz Imp Effects. Shout out to you, brother. The Shroot 2, the Threat Level Midnight Blackout Edition, the best sounding one. Legit. Love it. We're actually going to showcase Mr. Justice Gash of Fuzz Imp Effects on our next Gear Corner episode, and we'll be utilizing the Shroot 2 on its own. We're going to be utilizing the Surprise, another amazing high gain distortion pedal, and we're going to be doing some stacking and some craziness. We're going to get up in it. So, all right, thank you all three gentlemen. Absolutely, thank you to any and all of our listeners. Thank you for the support on behalf of Earl and Rusty and myself, collectively the Bunker Brigade. We appreciate you. Keep tuning in, keep downloading, keep listening. If you have any questions, comments, criticisms, remarks, love letters, death threats, or specifically for Rusty, dick pics, go ahead and email us at bunkerbrigadepodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I've been Spuds.